going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan, you got to play on dictating the pace.
I'm
play
so
the game.
Confused by what you're saying.
That was the day after the Yankees got eliminated. What was our main topic?
The day after to the Dodgers?
Yes. What did the Yankees in? Go ahead. Answer the question.
They imploded. They choked.
Fundies.
Oh, fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
Yes.
Fundies. Big problem with the Yankees last year. You brought up Goldschmidt aging, all of the stuff he's done at first base. Your big bad first baseman you fell in love with can't complete a throw. Okay. Big issue.
Have you watched him play first base this year?
Yeah, and he can't complete throws.
Have you watched him in all aspects of playing first base?
I know. He can make a great stretch, nice pick.
Do you think Evan, he's
making throws is part of it. Don't give me the positive. It's a big negative right now.
No, but hold on. Have you seen him play first base this year?
Yes, Evan. I watched the Mets.
Do you think, if you had to be fair and rate his defense this season, would you say it's been B plus, B minus, D?
I'd give it a B because the throws have been that bad that is the difference between winning and losing some games.
He's got an aspect of his defense at first base right now that's a problem. And I think a lot of it is mental. And those are the throws specifically to the pitcher covering, but obviously if you're, even throws home. Sean, I love it. You got to let me finish. Unless you just want to keep going, and I'll wait.
I will gladly wait.
Just go ahead.
I was just trying to make, because I'm making a whole defensive point here.
And then I will respond.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's easier to do that.
Go ahead.
If we want to give Pete Alonso a round of applause because he could catch the ball at first base, bless his heart, he can't complete a throw right now. Mark Vientos, the rock star, who I understand is banged up, a complete butcher at third base. Juan Soto, right field, very choppy at times. I don't need to tell you. I don't know how the hell he qualified for a gold glove last year.
Because he's
he
Juan
did,
Soto.
Because he's Juan Soto. The Mets defense right now is giving me major 2024 Yankee vibes, where that seems to be extremely cleaned up. Look at the plays the Yankees were turning last night defensively on the Yankee end. So while we talk about offense and we talk about pitching, one thing you can't compare, the Yankee defense is way better than the Met defense at very important positions.
So a couple of things. I think their defense in left field has been elite with Brandon Nimmo. I think their defense in center field when Tyrone Taylor is out there, and if you watch yesterday's game, you saw two examples of that. A great throw home, a great diving play. We saw that 2 days earlier. Tyrone Taylor plays very good defense in center. And sometimes when people talk, you could tell if they watch the team or not. Juan Soto's defense has been fine in right field.
Fine.
When you repeat it that he's a butcher or he's bad, it's evidence you don't watch him. Or you just follow the normal conversation. Same goes with Pete. Pete Alonso's had a gold glove caliber year defensively at first base. I stand by that. I do.
I don't know about that.
I stand by
that. A little high profile miscues with the arm there.
But you just nailed it. He's had a few high profile miscues. Right. And I think what unfortunately happens.
Gold glove is perception more than anything, really.
No, but here's the problem with that. Because it's high profile and because Kodai Senga got hurt because of a bad throw or because there was a bad throw in the Yankee game. Or what happened? No, it was the Dodger game. I get them very confused.
Which one was he going home?
It was the Yankee game. It was the Yankee game, yes. Because Gary Cohn was so pissed off that ESPN didn't compare it to Duda.
Yes.
That almost ruins people's thoughts on the 98% of what else he has done at first base. I love Sal Licata. Some of the stuff he was saying earlier today on his show, It was blasphemy about Pete's defense. He wants to DH him?
No,
I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, you can't do that.
Like, criticizing his defense on throws to first base is fair game. I agree with Sal. I agree with you, Sean. Like, I'm not going to sit here and argue that that hasn't become a mental issue for him. But to ignore the 95% else of his defense at first base is a disingenuous conversation. As far as the rest of the Met defense is concerned, their elite at shortstop, their ability to throw guys out trying to steal behind the plate has been historic.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Frick. And at third base, like, you're right if Vientos is out there, but when Beatty and Mauricio's been out there, and they may well end up being the everyday third basemans, their defense has been actually really good. So I just disagree overall with that notion, and I kind of feel bad because the more you talked, the more I realize that you're just one of those talk show hosts who only watches the Yankees.
No, that's
and that sucks, and it's tough. I know, it's a tough job, bro.
Evan, the name Ryan Yarbrough may just shake in your boots because you realize the Met Pitching Lab was the fuck. Now let's get to the other crowd.
How did Ryan Yarbrough do in his last start?
His last start was terrible. Yeah, but you forget that. Forget that start, you throw it out.
I have to forget that start?
Yeah. Just throw it out. It was an outlier. Just like Max Fried's destruction at the hands of the L.A. Dodgers, you got to throw it out a little bit.
Exactly. Everybody's entitled to one.
With all due respect, I'll throw Max Fried's starts out there. I'm not going to throw out a Ryan Yarbrough start. There's a good chance that's who he is.
And that's fine. We got Marcus Stroman coming back.
I don't think so. His ERA was what was it before that? It was 2.38.
And how many starts?
2.83. He only had six starts. He's only pitched about 45 innings or so. So it's easy to get manipulated and negatively when you have a horrendous 9-hit, 8-run start as he did against the Boston Red Sox the last time they played. So it skews it so much, it's hard to accept that as who he is.
I think the
especially when you look at the rest of who he's been this season, and it's been pretty damn good.
Yeah, but I'm not putting him on the same level as Griffin Canning the way Sean did. I think that's disrespectful to what Canning's accomplished.
I would agree with that.
Thank you, Tate.
Okay. So, look, even if at the best case for the Met fan right now, we've gotten to a tie on all things.
No, we haven't gotten to a tie. The Mets are better.
Again, I'm dictating pace here, Evan. Even
the Mets have a better rotation. The Mets have a better, according to ERA, they do.
Great.
The stats matter.
Haven't played the same schedule. Fine. Secondly,
have you played the Dodgers 7 times? I forgot.
No, but Evan,
have you played the Phillies yet this season?
I'm glad you brought up the Phillies.
Because the Mets swept their asses.
That's a great point, Evan, the Phillies.
Yes.
The Phillies are where in the NL East behind you?
They're in second place.
Okay. I don't know about that division. The Braves sinking like a stone. Nationals stink. I'm squinting here. Blue Jays, Phillies is your Blue Jays second place Yankee team. Mop the floor with the Phillies.
What does that mean?
It means the Yankees division is more difficult. Therefore, the pitching they're facing all these games. I mean, their second place team is better than your second place team. And look at the standings. Also, checkmate on this. The biggest hype of all we've heard the last 4 years. Ooh, the best catcher the Mets are going to have since Mike Piazza. Austin Wells is everything you dreamed Francisco Alvarez was going to be. Clutch homer after clutch homer. Great defense while stuffing his face with burritos. And Austin Wells has become a reliable power stick for the Yankees. And Alvarez ain't it.
Here's where I can be honest. Catcher, the Yankees have an edge.
Mm-hmm.
First base Mets. Second base Mets. Shortstop Mets. Third base Mets.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're taking
who's your third baseman?
Chaz?
Chaz Chisholm's hit 210 this season.
He's hurt.
He's hurt. Okay, do we count his replacements? Do we count Yorbit Vivas? Do we count Oswald Peraza and his 145 average? Or do we just throw that out? Is that how that works?
No,
you just delete it? You
can't throw that out.
Tiki, you're an independent arbiter here?
I am.
Do you know how I know I won this argument? Because I've made a lot of points.
Go ahead.
I just went through the whole thing and compared the team. And I didn't mention the last but not least thing. We have the best player in the game. And I was able to make that whole argument about the Mets and Yankees without mentioning him until now. Aaron Judge. You don't have Aaron Judge.
But here's the difference.
You have Starlin Marte, cute.
But here's the difference. And I think managers will do this, and I've said this forever, and it will be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can pitch around Aaron Judge. Good luck pitching around Juan Soto. In fact, when teams have done it, can you tell him what happens when people pitch around Juan Soto?
Yeah, bad things happen.
Pete Alonso destroys you.
Now, I'll inject here because I've been quiet listening to you guys.
Have you made a decision, by the way?
No, I have not made a decision.
Wow.
We'll wait for some influence from the audience before I fully chime in.
Wow, so me and Sean could not win him over. He needs the people.
All right, go ahead, go ahead.
Line. Evan, can you just tell me, are the Yankees undefeated when Aaron Judge doesn't play? Thank you. Tiki, continue.
So here's the other side of this that no one has talked about yet. The Mets, while they're upstart and they feel really good, Juan Soto's there now. Their pitching's been great. Really the best in Major League Baseball statistically in the first half of the season. But how many times have they been there? The thing that you have to keep in the back of your mind is that the Yankees, even when they're not great, are always there. They're always in the postseason, save for that one year a couple years ago. They're always there. The expectation is to be not just make the postseason and get to the NLCS or the ALCS, but to get to the World Series. The Mets are still learning that. And so I have to take that into account as I listen to all these calls.
Francisco Lindor, the captain of the New York Mets, got to the seventh game of the World Series. Mm. Juan Soto, superstar in the New York Mets, has won a World Championship. So while the franchises may not have the oodles of experience you described, mm-hmm. they've got key players that have. They have
Mets
key
suck.
Players that have experienced it.
Does our ace have a World Series ring?
Yeah, what's his career postseason ERA? Can you give the people that information?
Not a great postseason ERA. Had one really good start in that World Series.
He did. No. Max Fried's got like this weird postseason resume. It's like Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw's overall postseason ERA sucks. Max Fried's postseason ERA sucks. But you can't say he sinks in the moment because there are examples.
And he's got a ring.
Where he was great.
And he's got a ring.
He does have a ring. But Max Fried's career postseason ERA. Can you just put this in the record? Because Tiki needs as much information as possible, including your calls at 888-808-1019 to make a fair determination. So, please, for the record, don't make me do it, Sean. Be a good boy.
Look up the ERA.
Max Fried's postseason ERA is what?
I'm getting it. Hold on. Just look up Griffin Canning's while I do this.
Postseason ERA.
Yeah.
He played for the Angels.
Exactly.
They don't know what the postseason is.
Exactly.
All right, so, since you didn't do it, I'll do it for you.
Geez.
His ERA in the postseason. Are you ready for this, Teak?
Yep. Yeah.
5.10.
Lovely.
Last year with Atlanta, made one postseason start, 2 innings, 5 runs, took the loss.
Now, can you look up his 2021 postseason ERA for Teak?
Sure. In the World Series and in the postseason, he pitched to a 4.23 ERA. Is that good? I forgot. Is 4.23 good, John?
What about his ERA in the 2021 NLDS? Can you look that up?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.